At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
The puck tucked to the front of the net. They score! What a play as Greenway buries it. Comes right in front of the net. He scores! Out of the way, it's Greenway.
Sabres and Jordan Greenway agreed to an extension yesterday. The trade deadline, of course, is just over a day away. Welcome in on Sabres Live as we get set for what the next 27 hours holds. And obviously, there has been activity around the league. We talked about it yesterday that there are teams making moves to retain players, take them off the potential trade market. Greenway would fall into that category. Quick thought on Jordan's deal.
Well, we discussed this yesterday because the rumor came in that potentially the Greenway deal would be 2 years at $3.5 million. It ended up being 2 years at $4 million a year. To me, like, yes, there's a difference between 3.5 and four. But in the place that the Sabres are at, I think they need to retain some kind of veteran presence. Once again, like, I think Greenway not only on the ice, but in the room and as a individual, as a veteran presence, and they need that. I almost feel like that was maybe a miss a few years back, the lack of veterans around to be able, like a Greenway, that's why they acquired him. Mm-hmm. And now you see what Zucker's done, and that's another story we're going to be keeping an eye on. So I'm good. I know there's, you know, some comments on social media. We put it out today, like your reaction. Somebody says, oh, I can't believe we had to give him a no-trade clause. It's a five-team no-trade clause. Like, it's not significant. If something was to happen, you wanted to move Greenway, he's the type of player teams are always looking for. It's not like you're locking yourself in and saying, oh, we have a guy with a no-trade clause. It's not important. But the 2 years is, I feel like that's the right fit for the Sabres and a guy like Greenway.
As he continues this season and the next two, it's a game night for the Sabres. They are in Tampa. Hear the game right on WGR, Sports Radio 550. Watch it on ESPN. So this is essentially your pregame show for those of you that like tuning in on MSG. It has not been easy in the last 15 years, I would say, for Buffalo against Tampa, except very recently. This is a little bit of an oddity. The Sabres have won 5 of the last 6 head-to-head. Vasilevsky starts for the Lightning. He's lost the last 3 times out against Buffalo. And here we are on March 6th. This is the first meeting of the year between these two. We're going to see him 3 times in a month, as Buffalo will again be without Jason Zucker tonight. Make it 5 straight games missed for him due to injury.
Yeah, so the Zucker thing is puzzling right now because you knew he was battling something. And remember when him and Tuck like didn't finish the game and we discussed about what do you think is going to happen? I said, it's playoff hockey right now. They're both going to be back there, but we're in a different situation with the Sabres having lost their last four. And, you know, so now it was a little bit more like, let's look ahead to the trade deadline and see if we can get Zucker healthy, if there's teams calling, or even to just for him, for his well-being, get him back on the ice. And I feel that we've had very little in terms of change in Zucker's availability. Like, he's not skated. Like, sometimes you'll hear, oh, he skated on his own or he's doing this. Like, no, there's nothing going on. That's concerning. That's not concerning because I don't think the Sabres are out there saying, oh, man, we can't make a move and trade Zucker right now. I don't know that they want to trade Zucker. I think they'd like to do with Zucker what they did with Greenway and keep him and have him say, hey, game one next year, he's on the roster. But I'd like to see him on the ice. Like, he's a difference maker, I feel, for the team and the way that he brings energy, the way that he talks on the bench. We had him mic'd up a few times this year. It's always going. There's always communication. It makes other players around him better. I feel like that's puzzling right now that they haven't been able to get him right, at least to be taking steps forward.
I don't know why I 100% disagree with you here. Like, to me, it's obvious. He blocked a shot. He's probably got something that usually takes 2 to 4 weeks. He tried to play the next game, realized he couldn't, and he's probably going to be out 2 to 4. This is all, no one has said anything to me. This is my hunch, because this is what happens when people block shots. Sorry.
But when you think that, if that's the case, hey, what's going on with Jason Zucker? We got an update. He'll be out 2 to 4 with a lower body injury, like an update as opposed to day to day. Like, if you're that to me is why it's puzzling.
Have they said day to day? No, we find out on an every other day basis when the game rolls around that he's not available. Have they actually said day to day?
I don't think they said day to day, but they're treating it at day to day. Like, if you ask an update on a player and the update isn't week to week or 4 weeks or 8 weeks, I'm treating it as you're dealing with it day to day. So I'm just saying that, like, that's why
it's asking if I missed them saying.
No,
that's all.
I don't recall them saying it day to day, but it feels like it's being treated as a day to day, the way that it's handled. No, but you're right. Like, I think it's simple. He blocked a shot, tried to play, had another incident. And then it's like, okay, he's out. Mm-hmm. But if, you know, if I broke my collarbone, they're like, he's out 12 weeks. Okay, good. That's it, right? If you have a broken bone, if you have a bruise, if you have a situation, it's like, he's out 2 to 4. He's out 10 days or, you know, 10 days to 2 weeks. Like, there hasn't been any update in that way. So I feel like that was expected of, we'll deal with it on a day-to-day basis. But I'd like to, you know, be able to get maybe it's just because it's a trade deadline and nobody wants to say he's out 4 weeks because you maybe are talking to other teams.
Okay, which I applaud. Gamesmanship is perfect at this point in time. And sorry, the only reason I giggled when you referenced a injury that you had was...
There's only one.
You're describing only one to talk yourself about. And it's like, broken collarbone, gone for 12 weeks, good. And I'm thinking... Is he meaning that social media said good back in the day that you were gone for, like, anyway, I digress.
You know, my trade deadlines have been very active. I got traded on trade deadline and I snapped my collarbone in half on trade deadline. It was a morning practice at 10 o'clock, 10:30 with the Rangers on trade deadline my first year. I like walk back to the locker room with my arm hanging and I'm like white as a ghost. And Glenn Sater walked over to me and he goes, what happened? I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'm done. He's like, so, and it's trade deadline day. Like, he wasn't planning on shopping for a goalie and he didn't because he got Chad Johnson to just get called up from Hartford and finish the season with them. But maybe he was going to have to, you know, pivot. So that's the thing. Like, it just, my trade deadline days have been fun.
I feel like we're driving through the mountains right now, and I apologize if we're causing motion sickness for the audience, but we are going in a lot of different directions. Like, it's game day, it's signing season, it's trade deadline, and the winding road continues no matter which name you kind of throw into all of this. So, sorry, I'm usually a very straight line person with topics and things like that.
Hockey trade yesterday, an actual hockey trade that happened yesterday.
Yeah, but
not
why?
Like rental trades or whatever.
But and why?
Why is the question? So, and I think because of our reaction, you know, I think that it maybe it has a bit of doing with the Sabres is that like Pittsburgh and Nashville made a hockey trade. They traded Tommy Novak and Luke Shen to Pittsburgh for Michael Bunting and a fifth round pick or something going to Nashville. Both teams aren't making the playoffs, but they're like, all right, this is a hockey trade. So I'm thinking for those that want to see a lot of movement for the Sabres tomorrow, other than rental trades, like Henry Jokiharju being traded because he's a UFA or now Jason Zucker being traded because he's a UFA, hockey trades for teams that are not in the playoff picture, everybody in the world would think, well, why? Like Nashville and Pittsburgh is like, why? Unless you're trading with Vancouver and Vancouver is like, we need that person to get in the playoffs. But Nashville and Pittsburgh made a trade. And my first reaction was, what is that all about? Like those two teams could have done the same thing over the summer or even an even better trade over the summer, but they decide to do it one and now.
I'm all for sarcasm and I love the group text and the but why. But the reality of everything you just said is, for whatever reason, if you identify a player that has a year to go on his deal and you think he can help, i.e. Bunting to Nashville, why let somebody else try to pry him out of Pittsburgh? Just make the move. It's not, like you say, not affecting your standings place this year, but it gives you already that one more option for next year. And I think it's almost just trying to get ahead of it as opposed to waiting for the offseason. The surprising component, based on how I gushed about this player the last 2 years, is that Tommy Novak fell out of favor that quickly in Nashville. To me.
Yeah, no, you're right.
But I look at it like, oh, Pittsburgh might still see something, so this could be good for them too.
But for me, it makes more sense. Like last year, the Colorado Avalanche had a need at center, and the Sabres identified Bo Byram from years before. So one of the team is like going in the playoffs, or at least is in a battle. But Nashville, Pittsburgh, it's like, why are those two teams are even talking about it? But you're right. Look, if you identify, and I personally think Pittsburgh came up on top. So if Pittsburgh is in, our defense is struggling and we need a defenseman that's available. Who's available? And we all know, well, both Shen, Braden Shen in St. Louis center and Luke Shen in Nashville, defenseman, they may be available. Let's see. Can we get Luke Shen? Oh, we could get Luke Shen and Tommy Novak for Michael Bunting. Like, okay, let's do it. I think it works out well for Pittsburgh, but it doesn't move the needle this year.
Keep in mind, Shen obviously could still be flipped, but the Penguins defense corps, and already with the departure of Marcus Pettersson to Vancouver, has been getting retooled. And if they part with another name or two tomorrow, you need to have somebody to play the games. So Shen fits that. Plus, what they said about Shen as far as, you know, I don't know how much, this is no disrespect to Shen. Obviously his resume in the game is impressive. It's just how many more veterans could they possibly want in Pittsburgh to cultivate a good environment for people moving forward? You literally have the greatest of his generation in Crosby and you still have Letang and Malkin, unless you think you're getting rid of them tomorrow. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they're getting rid of all three and Luke Shen is the captain next year. I don't know.
Well, he does have that leadership component to his game, but yeah, no, that's not going to happen. I mean, I would very, very much doubt that you do those moves in the off season. You prepare for next year. But look, I mean, that's a trade that happened yesterday. The big one was obviously the Tampa trade, and we're going to see those guys in the lineup tonight. Yanni Gourde going back, Oliver Bjorkstrand from Seattle. I've said it for a few years now. When Pittsburgh won their back-to-back cups, Duffer, and it was Crosby, Malkin, and Nick Bonino down the middle. And Bonino was really good, right, for Pittsburgh. It was Bonino, Phil Kessel, Carl Hagelin was their third line. And it almost felt like you needed three centers. Go one, two, three. We had that discussion at nauseum in Buffalo with Eichel, O'Reilly, Reinhardt, right? It was like, can they go one, two, three, Eichel, O'Reilly, Reinhardt? Then is Sam a center? Nah, 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 nah. But I feel like teams really put a lot of weight on having three centers that can follow one, two, three. The Florida Panthers won the cup last year. Barkov, Bennett, Lundell. They still have Barkov, Bennett, Lundell. Tampa, when they won the cup, was Point, Cirelli, Gourde. So now they reacquire Gourde, and it's Point, Cirelli, Gourde. You look at Vegas. Vegas at Eichel, Stevenson, William Karlsson. One, two, three down the middle. So that's why I think Tampa made the deal. But then my first thought was, okay, what does that mean for Buffalo? Is this where now Buffalo should focus on? Because Tage Thompson is on the wing. Dylan Cousins is not your second-line center. You have Ryan McLeod as a three, but you're still looking for a one and two. Kulik could be a one and two, but that's a doesn't put you up against those other teams, right? So that's still my focus now. When I saw that trade happen last night or yesterday afternoon, I thought, big trade for Tampa. Great return for Seattle with the two first-round picks and everything. They, you know, they're not in this year. But what does that mean for Buffalo? What can they take out of this and move forward?
I think you buried the lead on that trade.
The fact that Tampa traded two first-rounder and they don't care about them?
Exactly. That's exactly the story. Nobody really cares about Gourde and Bjorkstrand other than the Lightning. And this is, again, all due respect to what they've accomplished in their careers. Gourde, Stanley Cup winner. Bjorkstrand, consistent 20-goal scorer, which is perfect for the Lightning. But you watched Brisebois' presser yesterday, and the literal lack of care, desire to keep first-round picks, it's, I like hearing something different.
So,
and
Tampa had seven, the last seven drafts, they had two first-rounder. Can you name one?
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Of them.
No.
No, right? So last year, they did at the Sphere last year. I remember running into John Cooper and I'm like, hey, this is pretty cool. He goes, yeah, we don't do anything until the fourth round. They didn't draft until the fourth round. He's like, this is cool. He went to the top of the building. He's doing the behind the scenes. Like, Lightning didn't draft until the fourth round. So In the last seven drafts, they've had two first rounder. In 2022, they drafted a guy named Isaac Howard from the U.S. National Development Team. He's a left winger. And in 2019, they drafted Nolan Foote, who has played a total of 25 NHL games.
Well, Nolan's in the Devils organization. So
he's not even there anymore. Yeah, I get that. But I'm just saying, like, it's just they don't care. And that's they went to three straight Stanley Cups. They won two. They're a perennial, you know, like Stanley Cup contender. Like they've got their guys and they don't care about the first. They won't draft in the first round potentially until 2028. Mm-hmm. That's how it is.
And the cap goes up, and they'll figure out a way to add more. That's what they
get. At some point, they'll get older, and they may. But Julien Brisebois,
dude, they got younger because they let Stamkos go.
Yeah, well, that too. But I'm just saying, like, Kucherov is getting older, and Edmund
60 points in 60 games. So I think it's worked out pretty well, which is a hard thing to say based on how emotional and hard the decision was back then.
You're 100%. True. Like, it was an emotional decision. But Braden Point still goes. They added Gensel. So, like, yeah, they just the Lightning are the Lightning. They have been aggressive. And now Florida's being aggressive. And it's like the state of Florida is like the new, like, powerhouse of we're going to bulldoze the league.
But they may not. And that's the thing.
Well, yeah.
How much change happens between now and tomorrow? Darren Dreger from TSN joins us at the bottom of the hour to discuss that and who's made the most impactful moves right now. It could be argued that it's Tampa based on their comfort with these players and their desire to round things out to their liking. They are already 10-1-1 in their last 12. Yeah. They are already 11-1-1 in their last 13 at home. And based on everything you just said about the Sunshine State, Buffalo is walking into these two games with these two opponents, a combined 24-1 overtime decision in the last 25 games. That's what the Lightning and Panthers have done lately.
Just, and well, yeah, the only loss for the Lightning in regulation was to the Panthers. It was a 2-1 game, a great hockey game, a tight battle.
Yeah.
This is a tough trip. Look, when we talked about the Sabres segment, and I don't think we're going to be talking as much about the Sabres five-game segments. I mean, they could go on a run and win 10, 12 in a row, and now all of a sudden you're like, okay, you're making it up. Mm-hmm. The San Jose loss really hurt. What was to look ahead to the second segment, the new segment? But when you looked at the five-game segment, it was San Jose, Tampa, Florida, Edmonton, and Detroit. This road trip to Tampa and Florida was going to be tough. And then you got the Oilers, who are struggling right now, coming into town on Monday, and Detroit was in a playoff battle. And then I don't even want to talk about the next five after that because it starts with Vegas, and Vegas is, you know, they just rolled Tampa yesterday. Not Tampa, Toronto, 5-2. You know, it was 4-0 early in the second. Vegas is rolling. So these next couple of weeks were going to be really tough, you know, schedule-wise for the Sabres anyway.
Well, again, I'll reiterate, Buffalo took 3 of 4 against the Lightning last year. They've won 5 of the last 6 head-to-head. And the only statistical anomaly, I think, like really hard to believe one, they have a significantly losing record within their own division. They're 7-10 against the Atlantic. This does not particularly bode well for them, which is undoubtedly why they made the moves they did in the likelihood they're going to face Toronto or Florida, which is obviously inevitable based on where the standings have been and the fact there's only 3 points separating the three teams.
Yeah, those top teams in the Atlantic, there's a battle going on right now. I feel like Toronto dropped one yesterday. So now, technically, because of regulation wins, they fall out of first place. They've been first in the Atlantic for a while now, and Florida's taken over. And Tampa, with a game in hand, it's just, I don't want it to happen, but let's just, for, you know, pencil it in. Like, Tampa wins tonight. They are a point behind Florida and a point behind Toronto, and it's everybody's right there. And to me, that's a little unexpected. I thought Toronto was setting themselves apart and Tampa and Florida were in the middle. But I feel the trades and I feel the play of late. has shown a totally different flip in the Atlantic Division at the top, and it makes for a fun race because you want to finish first. You do not want to have to play one of those three teams, in my opinion. And look, if you finish first right now, you'd be taking on, you'd be taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets. Columbus is a fun team, but Columbus is no Florida, Tampa, or Toronto. So that's the difference. That's the reward for finishing first in the Atlantic Division.
I kind of get that logic. I look at every entry into the playoffs as you're going to have to beat them at some point. Yeah. So whether it's the first or second round, it doesn't really matter to me. I get it. It's always great for a team to, you know, win a round, build off of that, create even more enthusiasm around the franchise. But yeah, I mean, just the way the playoffs are set up, you're going to play them at some point here.
You're going to play good teams. The only thing is, do you want to have to play both Tampa or Florida, or both Florida or Toronto, or would you rather play Columbus and then Florida or Tampa or
something? I have a lot more questions about this, but I feel like they might be best held until the bottom when Darren joins us and just, you know, speak more to the impact of trades so far and the bigger names in play and what he suspects will happen. There are so many significant injuries around the league too, specifically in the East with New Jersey that could derail what seemed like an automatic playoff berth for them for much of the year. It was, you know, recognizing that Jack is now out until the fall, and that Dougie Hamilton is week to week. It really struck me when I was reminded that they've missed the playoffs 11 of the last 13 years. And if they go backwards now, it's 12 out of 14. And that sure seems like a different talking point than the team that was going to add at the deadline.
Yeah. And so when you talk about New Jersey, 2012, went to the Stanley Cup final, lost to the LA Kings, right? And then after that, it's been up and down battle. They moved on from Zach Parise. They moved on from Adam Henrique. They moved on from Marty Brodeur. They moved on from a lot of pieces that were their success in the late 2000, 2009, 2010, whatever. But now Jack Hughes, that's huge. That's big for them. That's why they went and got Brian Dumoulin today from Anaheim, because so the word is Tom Fitzgerald said, the Jack Hughes injury is not changing my plan at the deadline.
Right.
They're not moving from a buyers to a seller or seller to buyers more. The Dougie Hamilton injury, well, you got to get a defenseman, right? You got to get somebody else. So maybe they get a center to help down the middle with Nico Hischier there.
Oh, they will. They will.
But they're in a position where they feel they got a good team. Making
look
the playoffs in New Jersey.
Forwards they have, even beyond Jack Hughes. They have a stable there. There's no question.
Yes, Brad has been great. Nico Hischier has been great. They've got some really, really good players. But for New
Jersey,
making the
playoffs. You always choose not to mention Timo Meier. I don't understand.
Timo Meier is there, yes. Dawson Mercer's been good. Like, there's been a lot of good players. But here's the thing. For New Jersey making the playoffs, it's very valuable. There's always teams. Like, Boston has been there, done that for now a little bit. I feel like...
Since 1968, actually.
Yeah. I feel like if Boston missed this year, it's not the same message. It's not like, we need that playoff experience for our team. Like, they've had it. So you miss, you regroup, you move forward next year. Mm-hmm. New Jersey's not in the same boat. When Buffalo gets knocking on the door, like they were 2 years ago, it's like, do everything you can to get in, because that is big. Once you get in, you're finally taking that step. New Jersey, they've got in. They beat the Rangers, you know, 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, despite rotating goalies.
I know exactly. They had Nico Dawes and, you know,
Kira Schmid.
Kira Schmid, yeah. And
he was the star against the Rangers, quite frankly.
He had the shutouts, right? But anyway, that's why you got to get in.
Yes, and obviously the Sabres are in Tampa, wrapping up morning skate. Zucker won't play. Greenway's been extended for 2 years. We expect Luukkonen in goal. And, of course, the game is on ESPN and WGR Sports Radio 550. They move on to Sunrise. They take on the Panthers on Saturday. But tomorrow, Sabres road crew party in Lauderdale. And can't wait. Like, now we're 20, I don't even know. You know I'm terrible with the time of day math. But let's go 28 hours away just to maybe ballpark it.
We're 25 and a half ballparks, hours
Where's
away.
George today? Anyway, Sabres Road Crew Party, sabres.com/roadcrew is where you get the tickets. They're just $20. Hop on a last-minute flight. Or hopefully you've already made the trek and want to enhance the party tomorrow, which is going to be great. Don Edwards, Danny Gare, Jerry Korob, Jim Lorenz, Randy Moeller, Brad, Rob Ray, Pierre Turgeon. Razor, I love that I started with Brad on that.
Brad, yes, absolutely.
Sabres.com/roadcrew. Darren Dreger is next.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB. And all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.